We are interviewing Mr. George Berry. Now, Mr. Berry, where was it that you were born and brought up?
Above the Cool Springs.
Above Cool Springs?
Yes, ma'am.
How far up above Redgate Road is that?
Nearly a mile.
A mile above there.
About.
Now, Mr. Berry, could you tell us about your home? What was it? How was it built?
It was a log house.
A log house. And then did you chink the logs?
Yeah, and put daubing in them, they called it back then.
Yeah, daubing. Did it keep the snow out?
Yeah, but sometimes it'd come through the roof, be a hole, you know.
Sure. Did you have a shingled roof?
Boards. People riled out boards back then when we had board roofs.
Right, okay. How many were in your family?
Three. Five with my mother and dad and three children.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name was?
Mattie Jenkins.
Mattie Jenkins. Was she from that area?
No, she lived with Ida. That's why my dad got acquainted with her.
How did he meet her?
I don't know. He just got to going around, I reckon.
Yeah. How many rooms were in your house?
Just two.
Two. Did you have any sleeping upstairs?
No.
No. Did you have a basement?
No.
No basement. Okay. How much property did you have?
We just had a stove and table and bed. It's just what you had to have, you know.
Sure. Was it handmade?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Did your mother cook in the fireplace or on a wood stove?
Wood stove.
Uh-huh. I bet it was hard getting it up there, wasn't it?
Might have been. I don't remember when they got it there. It was all now. Got it big enough to remember.
Did the Gordonsville Pike run near your home?
About a mile. We turned off of it up here where the call the Red Gate now, but that ain't the Red Gate.
That isn't.
No, the Red Gate was on top of the mountain.
Is that Fisher's Gap?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we always call the Red Gate. They call it up here now.
Yeah, right. Did your family have a garden?
Yeah.
What did you raise?
We raised tomatoes and corn, potatoes, beans, cabbage.
Wheat?
No, wheat.
No wheat. Then how did you get flour?
Had to get that from the store.
All right. That meant you had to pay money for it.
Yeah, you had to pay for it.
Would you trade out like chickens and eggs to get it, or what?
Sometimes, and sometimes you had corn kernels to sell, and had snits made out of apples, you know.
Yeah. Then you had an orchard.
Well, we went around and got them. Trees over which way then, and you can get apples anywhere you want.
Roughly, how much land did your father own?
An own room.
I see. You just built the house and then?
My granddaddy stayed on, and my great granddaddy and my dad, and they never did own.
Okay, so your family have been there quite a long while, haven't
they? They called it the Bailey Tract. It run from Sugar Holler up here to Pine Grove, clear around that mountain. That tract of land there.
Somebody by the name of Bailey then owned it?
Three Bailey brothers. Arch Bailey and Cliff Bailey and Jim Bailey.
Oh, be darned. And they didn't mind people just building houses and living there and growing things?
Never did say nothing about it.
Huh. And you didn't have to pay him any rent?
Didn't pay him nothing.
Well, that's great. That was nice.
Didn't see him, but maybe once in 5 or 10 years.
Did your mother make your clothes?
She made our shirt.
Your shirt?
Yeah.
No, she didn't make the overalls.
Not after we got grown, but I mean when we were small.
Yeah, when you were small. Did she have a sewing machine?
No, she made them with
hand.
Yeah.
Now, you said you were near Cool Spring. That your home then was near a spring, right?
Yeah, it was above it.
Above it.
And we had a spring above the house, but sometimes that would go dry, you know, on a dry spell.
Yeah.
We'd have to carry water from down to Cool Spring.
Wow.
Had to carry it uphill.
Wow. That must have been a job, wasn't it?
But it was good when you got it.
Oh. Yeah. But you carry it in pails?
Carry water buckets.
Water buckets. They were heavy. Water's heavy.
I know it is.
How old were you when you were carrying this water up to the house?
Well, I used to carry it when I was 9, 10 years old.
Oh, my. You're a strong person.
I didn't carry it so much at the time, but I'd make several trips.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't mind it then.
Yeah. Now, all right, now, you grew these vegetables. How did you keep them during the winter?
We had a old cellar, a ground cellar, we call it, dug out in the ground, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And covered the top, fix it so nothing would freeze.
You covered the top with straw?
No, they put boards on it, and then put dirt on the boards until that would rot out, and then fix it again. It lasts several years, but wouldn't last long, you know, with dirt on the bowl.
Oh, that was really quite different.
Yeah.
I recall you saying something about your house had was really in two parts.
It was an outside kitchen.
Outside kitchen. Was it covered in between?
No, we just walked out through the yard to the kitchen, about further to your car.
Okay. Have made the house cooler than in the summer, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one thing I've often wondered, were those houses hot in the summer?
Much more than hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, your beds. Did you use feather beds?
No, straw.
Okay. Tell about them.
This one got straw down the farm. Get good and make a great big bed tick, we call it, and fill that full of straw.
Yeah.
It lay good. I could lay good on one yet if I had.
Sure. They must have been comfortable.
Yeah, it was all right. You feel them good and full, you know. It wouldn't be long enough when you laid around on it to pack down and get about right. And then
yeah.
You have to change them about twice a year.
Uh-huh. Did your mother make quilts?
She makes them.
Did she get together with the neighbors to make quilts?
No, she was home with our willies. Didn't live so close to nobody. Fred Seale was our closest neighbor, you know, I told you.
Yeah, but you didn't tell the tape.
No, I didn't.
How close was he?
He was about 3/4 of a mile from us.
Mm-hmm.
That was closest.
Yeah. Now, how did your family get money to buy these things that you needed?
I'd work out a little and make out what little they could.
All right, you said work out a little. Did your father have a job?
No, he just worked about different places for people. And then in the fall, we'd all go and cook corn and shuck corn. My mother used to go and wash over. Mr. Bob Breeden walked from up our old iron bath, washed 50 cents all she got.
Oh, no.
I forgot to tell you that the other time, but I thought of it this time.
Who were the Breedens? Were they, did they live in the mountains too?
No, they lived over here. You know where Ray Blakemore's place is?
Yeah.
Down here where you go down?
Yeah.
They're back along here.
That's quite a long walk.
Well, if you can go and wash on a wash bowl or two this way.
Every day or?
No, once a week.
Once a week. Oh, my goodness. All of you did a lot of walking, didn't you?
Yeah. You had to then, or you wouldn't go no more.
Yeah. did you gather wild strawberries?
pick huckleberries and sell them.
Where?
Down at the store.
Which store?
That was belonged to Brown Knight thing. E.L. Knight was all the calling Brown.
Is that where you took your eggs and your chickens?
Sometimes, but we eat the most of our eggs that we get. Most of keep them. There wasn't but 12 cents a dozen. It wasn't worth taking to the store.
Oh, 12 cents a dozen?
That's what it was. That was in 1930.
Yeah. Then you used this Brown store for all your shopping?
No, we'd go to Kiblinger's if you needed anything like a pair of shoes or a pair of overalls or anything like that.
Do you know how much your father made helping the farmers?
Didn't make much. No,
he
cut corn, he didn't cut it by the day, he cut it by the shop, you know.
Yeah.
We get about the most, I think we ever got was 25 cents for cutting, and about the same for shucking.
So, in other words, you raised corn, so you did take that to be ground, didn't you?
And mine keep some of it to feed the few chickens with.
Yeah. Where would you take it to be ground?
Will Miller.
Where?
Like Will Miller, like you're going to Ida.
Oh, yeah, there was a mill there, wasn't there?
Yeah, he had a mill out where he ground corn for people.
Would it be enough to last you all year? Would you grow enough?
You'd go different times, you know.
But did you stock up particularly heavy and before winter came?
Sometimes it would a little, and sometimes it wouldn't. Just have to go on like it was.
Yeah. Were the winters very hard up there?
Yeah, they're hard, but they're hard yet.
Did you get much snow?
Well, I reckon. I remember one time we had a little red pig. My dad had bought it back on the mountain from a fellow by the name of Weekly. And had come that big snow. It was in March of 1924. I was 8 years old, but I remember it good. And when I looked down there that morning, the whole pig pen, everything was covered up. And then my dad said, I know my pig was gone. And he went pushing through the snow down to it. And it went to grunting and come out of the stretch, and it wasn't hurt at all.
Before we started the tape, the other day you were talking about snow that came over the fences.
That was in that time, 1924.
And then it froze on top of that?
Yeah, boy, that was a time.
Yeah. I imagine if people had cattle, the cattle just wandered wherever they wanted to then.
Yeah, we never did have no cattle.
You didn't?
No.
No. And no cattle?
But some of them had cattle around. They give you milk then. It wasn't like you had to pay 60 cents for a quart of milk.
Yeah. But, did you borrow, did you get it often from these neighbors?
Oh, I'd go a whole lot over here to a woman who lived on the field and get milk. I'd tell my mother I wanted to go get milk just to have a trip. I wanted to make a trip, you know.
did your mother and father, were they very strict with you?
Yeah, up until I was around. I didn't run around none until after I was 16, not down this way.
Yeah. Well,
you want to come to school?
We'll get into school in a minute, but I was wondering now, if they told you to do something, would you do it right away?
You better do.
What would happen if you didn't?
You'd get a tanning if you didn't.
Did you get many tannins?
Sometimes it was. That was good for him. If I got them now, it'd be a lot better.
Yeah, you're right. Can you recall any of the reasons why you got spanked?
Yes, in case you're telling a lie, or you get a whipping for it.
Oh, yes.
Boy, there'd be a lot of them now, wouldn't
I just cannot picture you ever telling a lie.
No, I told small ones, but nothing to hurt nobody, I mean.
No, no. Now about your school. Where was the school?
Around here, called Forestdale.
Forestdale. How far was that from your home?
Well, it was over a mile to walk from home down here and back.
Was it during the winter?
Yeah, we went to school 7 months.
7 months. What about if the snow was heavy?
Well, we'd go when we could, and if you thought you couldn't make it, we didn't go.
Yeah.
It wasn't strict on you then about going like that or not.
No. If you, now, you went, the school went through what grade?
Seven.
Seven. So you went through seventh grade?
No, I made it. I passed from the fifth, to, and I never went no more. I was 16, I didn't go no more.
Mm-hmm. You decided you'd had enough study.
Yeah.
You wanted to get out and make a living?
I don't know if I educated.
Did your family do a lot of visiting? Like of an evening, would you go visit people? Or of a Sunday?
No, we'd go on Sunday and write small, but hardly ever, no more at night.
Uh-huh. So what would you do at night?
Go to bed and the record got dark.
You didn't play any games or talk, sit around talking?
Well, sometimes would, sometimes read a little. And you couldn't read much by lamplight like you do like now.
Yeah. How about games like checkers or something like that?
I never did play none at home, but I've done the share of it around here.
Good game, huh?
You used to play with Mr. Taylor. He was our school teacher, you know, through the winter.
Uh-huh.
In the evenings, and in the summertime, some when nobody doing nothing, me and him would play for hours at a time.
What did Mr. Taylor do during the summer? Did he wasn't teaching school. Did he have a garden?
Yeah, he had this out here. He lived here. This was his home.
This was his home?
Yeah. This belongs to his son, man. Dale Taylor down here, have you known?
No, I don't.
No?
Uh-uh.
Used to run the grill at Lou Ray. In his
oh,
wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, this belongs to me.
I'll be darned. Huh. Well, now, it sounds as though you all just mainly did a lot, did work. Did you get up early in the morning?
Yeah, we get up early every morning. No, nobody's late thing.
Yeah. And you'd go to bed when it got dark.
Directly after dark, sometimes I'd stay for a while. Nobody didn't even have a radio then to listen,
right? No. Right. So you didn't visit much, excepting on Sunday. When you visited, what happened? Like if you saw somebody busy stringing beans, what did you do?
Oh, we'd help things.
Right. Everybody yeah, sit around string beans, right? Did your mother dry beans?
Yeah, used to dry them out on the scaffold. Then she used to string them on thread, you know, and hang them up.
Yeah.
They'd dry.
Right. Did you all make apple butter?
No, we didn't ever make none at home. They'd make it around. I've been to it already.
Yeah. Was it a party?
No. Sometimes they kind of have a party with.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your idea of a party?
Well, just some fooling around and some not.
Uh-huh. Would they play music?
Yeah. If you bump the kid, well, you got a kid.
Gee. Did you bump the kettle often?
Yeah, I try to bump it sometimes.
Oh, Mr. Barry. How did anybody watch over them? Did somebody always stay with them?
Watch pretty close. You had to be pretty careful.
Yeah. Yeah. No chance for hanky-panky.
No, by the time you think you're going to fool around a little, somebody pop around the corner, man.
How come didn't you ever get married?
I just never did.
Never found the right girl?
No, no, why? I just never did. Didn't hanker for it, it don't rest.
Yeah, right. Now, when you, they'd make the apple butter and they'd play some music. What instruments did they play?
You used to play the French harps, fiddle, banjo.
Were the banjos made out of possum hides?
Yeah, the old time it wasn't like the ones we got now.
Yeah. Were possum hides good?
The groundhog hides were the most what they had.
Groundhog hides?
Yeah.
They were better?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why were they better?
They wouldn't dry out as quick or something. And you want them to stay dry, but when you get dank weather with the head, we call it, would get loose.
Yeah.
And then wouldn't have no sound to it.
Right. What tunes were played?
Oh, Turkey in the Straw, Way Down Yonder, and Soldier's Jaw, and all that stuff.
Yeah, Old Antucker.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, was there dancing? Were there many dances?
No, we used to go and play for dances. But nothing.
Okay, what did you play?
I played guitar. Sometimes we played a band.
Uh-huh. Can you still do it?
I'll play old guitar a little sometimes. When I get like lonesome by myself, I get it out.
Get it out right now.
I ain't lonesome. Not while you're talking to me.
I'd love to hear it on you. you say you played with a group.
Yeah, there was four of us on the swing.
Uh-huh. Were there any other places that you played?
Up on the drive.
You did? Where on the drive?
In them parking areas, you know.
That must have been fun, wasn't it?
Well, until it stopped us.
Oh, well. Mm.
But we had fun while it lasted.
Sure. Yeah, a group of you would get together and walk. How far was it up to the drive?
5 miles and two tenths from around here to Stowe. Then it's about nearly a mile out to that parking area where we went.
Oh, that was a long walk carrying your instrument.
Yeah, but we didn't mind it. We had about a quarter of old Mountain Dew with us, and we'd eat our dinner going up the mountain. It's hard to carry. Then when we got a fire, we'd be pretty high. People come along and give us a good big drink. We have a good time.
Yeah, that was fun. So then the people around here did make moonshine.
They did, but I don't know who it was. I know some of them are dead and gone, and I know they can't do nothing with them now, but who cares?
Oh no. So where did you get your moonshine?
Oh, we used to buy it out here by the stand and get it for 50 cents a quart thing.
Oh.
Go get it and have it ready, you know, for Sunday and take it with.
Oh, you'd go up there on the drive on Sunday?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And on holidays.
Mm-hmm.
People come around and give you a little money. We didn't ask nobody, but they thought it was begging, right? Anybody take the money if you get to them.
Sure, that wasn't any begging. Did your mother know herbs?
Herbs.
Medicines.
What do you mean? You mean like raisin, sage, and stuff like that?
Well, like, you ever make anything if you had diarrhea?
Oh, yeah, dollar weed and that stuff off of, as I told you about before, off of White Oak Tree. You trim the roof part off and then get the neck before you got into the tree, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was good, better than what you can get out the door now.
Yeah, really worked.
Yeah.
Did it taste good?
Yeah.
It did?
I put sugar in it.
Oh, I see.
Sassafras tea, we drink that for, that made your blood thin.
Yeah.
We drink it.
Sure.
For the taste, does it taste good?
Sure. How about ginseng? Did you ever use any ginseng?
Chewed it for hurting in your stomach. Chewed and swallowed the juice.
Yeah. What would your mother do if you had a cold?
Well, she'd grieve. Put camphorated on and lard and
make a poultice.
Different stuff and put on your chest.
Uh-huh.
And put a Beyond thing over that.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody have pneumonia that you know of in that area?
No.
No. What would you do for a snake bite? Were you ever bitten by a snake?
No, my uncle was. He wouldn't even go to a doctor.
What'd he do?
Didn't use nothing but a pan of oil, a washpan, something like the size of that.
Uh-huh.
He kept putting his hand in that, it swelled off of him. And they told him to drink plenty of sweet milk, and he hated milk, and he never would taste of it. And my aunt told him, if you don't take some of it, you go die, but I said, I'll have to go. I ain't gonna drink no milk. And that coal all kept, the first time he put his hand in it, it made the coal all look green after it drove the poison out of some, you know.
Yeah. Then did they throw that away and put fresh in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it worked.
Yeah. He didn't go no doctor.
Was it a copperhead that bit him, or?
Yeah, copperhead.
Copperhead. Did you ever have any?
Yeah. My big copperhead crawled across my neck when we lived above the cool spring.
No.
Yeah, laying right in the bed. And I jumped up right quick. Got floppy, went down in the bed.
Yeah.
And I hollered and I said, there's a snake in the bed. My daddy said, it ain't nothing but that old black necktie was hanging. Well, that hat fell down and there was one hanging up, you know.
Yeah.
And my brother, we both slept together. And he said, there ain't nothing but old black necktie. And when he went over to look, it began to move off. He said, no, I see it ain't no necktie now. And he got a hold of my brother that way, right easy, and jerked him out of the bed. And he got one of them and looked real good, and there was another great big one around the bedpost. You know how them old bedposts
were?
Yeah.
How did they get in?
I'm in the door. We didn't have no screen door, just let it stand open, you know.
Oh.
In hot weather, boy, I didn't sleep no more that night, though.
No, what kind of snakes were they?
Copperheads, mates. A male and a female.
Oh.
He got one of them. One of them got away, and I did get it. And I thought I'd think after that one might come back, but it never did.
It went out the door?
I don't know where it went.
Oh.
I was scared too bad to look what you went.
I wouldn't have stayed in the house that night. Oh, no. I thought you got the bones. Oh, dear. Oh, that's terrible. Oh. Did you wear shoes all year round?
Oh, I went barefoot in the summer. I like to go barefoot.
Weren't you afraid of snakes?
No, I didn't think about it until I've seen one.
Oh, you crazy.
I still don't, because I can go on anywhere, and I don't ever think about a snake unless I see one.
So you'd wear boots, shoes in the winter. Would they last all winter long, or was your father a cobbler?
No, he could fix them, you know, with a sole on them if they got in a bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
You better make them last all the winter. Suppose you wouldn't have nothing to give them, you far away.
No, no. Boy. So you'd start wearing shoes, say, well, when it got cold.
Yeah, along about like last September.
Yeah. Had you ever gathered chestnuts when you were a boy?
No, I never did gather none. My dad and mother used to go back on the mountain. About the whole big meadows is now.
Yeah.
But them trees was hanging, boy, they told me about it.
Yeah. Did your family or you or anybody around you do peel any bark?
My daddy used to. I never did peel none.
Tell about it. Where would he take it?
He'd peel it for other people, you know.
Uh-huh.
For Charlie Coons and ones like that have tracks of, you know.
I see.
Have it peeled in the spring, and they'd cut the log up and make lumber out of the log. They kill two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm. Didn't waste anything. No. So he did this for other people.
Yeah.
Then he didn't have to worry about getting the wood somewhere and the bark somewhere.
Well, somebody else hired to have it done, you know, to take the job, and yeah. Then they'd get a bunch of men, and
yeah.
Then they'd peel it.
You had no horse yourself?
No.
No.
I was aiming to tell you something else and forgot. Oh, yeah. It was my dad and all them went to Manassas one time to work at a logging place, you know.
Oh.
The whole bunch. And they hated the place so bad. And there was one man with them. And they put him to cook, and he had the best job, you know, of all.
Yeah.
And everyone began to say they were quitting and coming home. But the boss went to the cook, and all of them quit. Said, you got the best job here. I don't reckon you will quit, are you? He said, yes, if the rest of them quit, I'm going to quit too. Well, he said, I reckon if all of the others would go to hell, I reckon you'd want to go too. He said, I reckon I would.
That was a long way, a way to go, wasn't
yeah.
it? How did they get there, by truck or a wagon?
I think they'd take them a train and had to go out and get stand, and they paid their way on the train.
Oh, yeah. How long was your daddy gone then?
I don't remember, but I've just heard him tell about it.
Mm. Boy. There was a drought, a very bad drought. What year was that? Do you recall?
1930. It was an awful bad one.
1930. How did your family and everybody else manage with that drought?
It's hard to tell. I don't hardly know. They had a little something to give them through the winter called drought relief. Get an order, you know.
Yeah.
It was a tough time, man.
Yeah, because nothing grew, no vegetables.
Or nothing that year.
Yeah.
I know we cut the little fodder off for people down on the Hawksville.
Uh-huh.
You didn't get the 10, well, they didn't get nothing ourselves.
Yeah.
We didn't get the 10 cent shop to cut. We done uncut all day and make you a dollar and come back. 10 is all you get, and then have to walk back to it.
The chestnuts had gone and the drought came. The people must have been in a pretty bad situation, weren't they?
They were, but they pulled through somewhere.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't
nobody
it?
Didn't starve. Might have had to do without them, a lot of things, but still amazing.
Yeah. How did you celebrate Christmas?
Well, sometimes we'd have Christmas trees to go to. Go to Kris Kingston.
Oh, you went Kris Kringle, huh?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Nothing, we just dressed up different, put something over your face and strike out.
Yeah.
So nobody wouldn't know who you were. And then after you stayed there a while, you take the face off. Then they treat you.
Give you something good to eat?
Give you some cake and different things.
Uh-huh. How long did you do this?
No, we used to do that every year for several years.
Did you start before Christmas?
Start about a week. Then go maybe 2 or 3 days after Christmas.
Uh-huh. How far would you walk doing this?
We walked to Ida from here, from up here.
You did?
And the Pine Grove, you know where that is.
Sure.
That was a right good walk.
Yeah. Did you ever know Deaconess Hutton?
Yeah. And she still lives.
Isn't she a wonderful person?
Okay.
She said one time to me, the only thing that keeps her going is God, grit, and grace.
Yep.
Did you ever go over there during the Christmas time?
I'm going. I go Christmas time and other times sometimes.
Yeah. Was there a lot of drinking at Christmas?
Right, small. But not more than usual. Well, there's more people now than there was then around, you know.
Sure, yeah. The grown-ups didn't do Kris Kringle, did they?
Sometimes it would go along.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, gee whiz. Then the whole family would go out.
Oh, take an ocean and go.
Yeah. Huh. What kind of a lock did you have on your house?
A lock. Just a little old, call them a padlock, right?
You did lock your house then?
Yeah, we locked it.
Was there any?
If you was going to be gone all day, or if you was just going to be gone a while, then never move a lock.
No. Was there much stealing?
No, not much stealing. Mm-hmm.
In other words, if somebody needed something, they'd ask you for it.
Yeah. Well, that's the best way to do always, eh?
Sure is.
They don't have to turn you down, or they got to stand good for that.
That's right. Yeah. Now let me, you had some good friends that you used to play with.
Oh, yeah, I had a lot of.
Can you remember some of their names?
You mean like when I went to school and played with?
Anytime, them? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I couldn't think of all of them.
Okay. Well, what would you all play?
Play different things. Used to play fox, you know, and get after one another.
Chase the fox?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wish it could run that way now.
Yeah. Played marbles?
Yeah, we used to shoot marbles.
Uh-huh. And?
Used to play rook around here so a whole lot. You ever hear tell about that kind of game?
Rook?
Rook.
Yeah.
Play with cards, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, I like that.
You like things that were rather different. You like rook, you like checkers.
Yes.
Anything that challenged the mind, right? Yeah. You picked horseshoes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know of any illnesses that the people had? Oh, like diphtheria or flu, or you said pneumonia. Measles?
No, I remember when I had the measles. My mother got them when my sister was born. I carried them in to her, but I didn't aim to catch them. I didn't know the man had them before I went to the store.
Oh.
We lived in Jordan for 2 years, I forgot telling you that. We lived in Jordan 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And I come to the store to give my soul.
the fella not had the measles. My God, it didn't hurt me so much. But it was just before my sister was born. Mother God, come on, you're killing her. And my sister then was born. And she was broke out just as thick as you couldn't put a pin down. It didn't hurt her, a little baby, you see. Boy, the money I killed my mother. But I didn't know he had him, or I wouldn't have went to the store. And he didn't say nothing. He just said, well, no, I didn't know it. And when I went to get him, my uncle come to the house. My daddy said, come and see what's the matter with him. Is he breaking out? So, and he come. They thought I had the hives. We're getting the hives, you know, how they break out.
Sure.
But my uncle looked at him and said, the hives, nothing. My God, he said, I smell the measles in here. He said, I can even smell them. No, I never can tell that, but he said he could.
Oh.
That it's the old time measles. And that's what it was. And then all three got them. My dad had had them years before that.
Fortunate that your sister lived.
Mm.
You're the oldest in the family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old is your, how much younger is your brother than you?
Nearly 3 years.
3 years younger.
He's 60 last February, and I was 63, second of this past April.
Uh-huh. And your sister?
53.
Oh,
10
years.
10 years different than I.
My goodness.
You know her, right? Lucy.
Lucy.
Breeden.
Yes, I know Lucy Breeden.
They were around Hollow and the all.
Yeah, right.
That's my sister. That's the only one I got. And that one brother that's over young that nearly dead now.
And she loves animals.
I know she does.
Same as you. Did you have many animals when you were growing up? Dogs?
We had a dog. We always just kept one dog. We had all kinds of little cats sitting around. We was all the time there to play with them.
Yeah.
They'd follow you and everything.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah.
We moved from up all and we moved. We had two big cats, you know, a blue one and a black one. And we'd been living over there about a year, and we hear a cat hollering one night. And that's about 3 miles from here. And my daddy said, I hear a cat hollering. And he went out and looked. Said, there's our blue cat we had when we lived over in Tight Hall. And there it was. And no one ever brought it and dropped it, because there wasn't a walkway over there to drop. Is it fun?
Yeah. That's
something when they do that, ain't it?
Sure is, yeah.
Boy, we brought that cat back and never could catch the black one. That's why we couldn't. It was always wild.
Yeah.
Could never take it no more.
Yeah.
And it went to my uncle up here and stayed there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned moving out. How did you feel about being moved out of the mountains?
I was glad of it. I didn't care. I wanted to go.
Why?
I just wanted to get out.
How did your mother and father react?
Well, they didn't kick against moving or nothing. When people come up on them. Told them what to do, furnish us a house somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all right.
Yeah. So what did
Mr. Circle, you can tell him, and
yeah,
he was going to get us a house out on the river and take my daddy out there and looked at it, but he didn't like it out there at all. And he said he'd rather have one back close to where he lived at, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then they got it. Moved down here when we moved out of Paul.
Uh-huh. what did your father find to do as far as work goes?
He worked on the WPA long as that lasted. Near about as long as lasted.
Yeah.
Because he got work and moved him for far away that he didn't go then to work on.
Did you work on the drive?
I know their name, I'll tell you in a minute. Ralph Neal from Franklin, Kentucky, they were.
And then after the WPA, what did he do?
Well, he got heart trouble after that, and got so he could, he'd work a little around for people to help him, you know. He couldn't stand it all day at the time.
What did you find to do?
Well, I worked on the NYA out there for, I think it was 3 years or a little more, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that was?
Sure.
National Youth Administration.
And what did you do for them?
Well, it was a high school, right?
Yeah.
You know, it was an old elementary school, right?
Yeah.
That's when I worked.
Okay.
Worked outside, inside, janitor, and everything else.
So that gave you some training, didn't
yeah.
it? And then what did you do?
Well, I went on the WPA after that. I was disabled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you do for them?
Worked on the road.
Now, would you consider that working for the highway, state highway department?
No, we had highway department office most of the time. We paid them to the WPA.
Yeah. Did you find the fact that you had only 5 years of school as a handicap?
Yeah.
No, no.
But if you think of the past, you know, if you think of the past,
Right.